Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. Now, here is your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcat Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Glad to do it, Jason.
Coach, a 31-0 win over Columbia Friday night. Talk a little bit about your team's effort. Were you pleased? Things to work on?
Well, you know, I mean, I was pleased. I'm never satisfied. There's a difference, I guess. But, you know, I thought we did a lot of things better than we had done the week before. And, you know, again, starts with me, our sideline organization, our substitution patterns, all those things. We made progress. And we made less mental mistakes on offense and defense. So, you know, certainly was pleased with that. Now, you know, again, there's certainly a lot of things that we can still do better. So, again, pleased but not satisfied.
Coach, you had a couple of long touchdown runs there in the first quarter. I think one by Jake Lindsay, another by Jamie Felix, scoring touchdowns. Got to be pleased with the effort running the football, I would think, from Friday night.
Well, you know, if you remember, I talked about that after the scrimmage, that we really didn't get any big plays, and we gave up a couple, and it was something we wanted to be better at. And, yeah, so that's good to see. I mean, we're, again, on offense, a work in progress. We're not, you know, I don't think at this point capable of having a 15-play drive without making a mistake or two along the way. And, you know, so anytime you get a big play, that helps your cause. And, you know, we've got the guys that can do that. But we got to get better with our downfield blocking. We got to get better carrying out fakes and things like that that help you. You know, now Columbia's defense was not as disciplined as Valdosta and K-Rose, and that probably helped us. And they're certainly not as disciplined as Glenn's is, which makes it tougher to get big plays. But, you know, we're glad to see them when they happen. I think everybody is. And it was a good sight. Well, again, we've got guys that can do it. We just have to execute it and make it work.
Coach, you had five guys touch the ball on rushing attempts Friday night. Five different running backs run the ball. Obviously, in the wing T, that's always kind of been a staple of yours. Five different running backs, and I'm assuming there's probably more depth behind those guys. Am I wrong?
I think you're correct in that. You know, we do have good depth at running back, and had we played a little longer, we would have played more of them, certainly. But, you know, we feel really comfortable, you know, with our first guys and the guys that are backing them up. And, you know, that helps. It creates competition in practice. It helps you on Friday night keep them fresh and stuff. So, you know, one of the things about the wing T, I think, you know, a lot of people don't understand is, you know, we try to take what the defense is giving us, which might mean that, you know, one running back doesn't get as many carries one week as the other one. You know, some people, you know, they're giving you the fullback more than halfbacks or vice versa or whatever. And, you know, we're trying to take what they give us. And, you know, then sometimes you find a guy on one side of the defense or the other that's not as good of a defender, and that affects your play call. But the beauty of our offense is we can go either way and give it to anybody, and I think that that's a strength for us.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk about the passing game. In the second quarter, you guys did put the ball in the air, I think it was about four times, and Loden completed 2 of 4. The touchdown pass to Ian Peterson there in the first quarter. And he had another long one that I felt like he put there on the money. I think it was Deontay Cole that was coming downfield and just had it slip right through his hands there down the seam. Talk a little bit about his quarterback play throwing the football.
Well, he certainly has improved, no question. Now, you know, we felt like he made a really great throw to Ian. Ian made a really good catch. You know, Deontay's was a combination. I don't think Deontay actually got his hands on it looking at the film. I think Gray overthrew him a little bit, but Deontay also hesitated a little bit, not thinking maybe Greg could throw it that way is something that we're working on. But we missed another home run that we had, and we overthrew it. And, you know, our philosophy has always been when you throw it, you know, you know, certainly we've got short possession passes that we do, but we also want to take some shots, you know, throughout the game, and, you know, want to get better at that. I mean, you know, we had two opportunities there that we missed, and that's something that we will continue to work on and hopefully get better at as the year goes on.
Coach, I would assume this is pretty much the pattern we're going to see every game with your offensive system in that wing tee. 212 total yards of offense there in the first half, and 186 of that's rushing.
Well, again, you know, we want to take what they give us. And, you know, we start with, can we run the ball? What can we do? You know, I think the key for us in our offensive system is that, you know, we want to throw the ball when we want to throw it, not when we have to throw it. And, you know, if you throw it early, sometimes, you know, everybody's like, why don't they throw on first down more? Why don't they throw on, you know? And again, I'm fine with that, except if you get behind the sticks, then it prevents us from doing what we want to do as much. And so, you know, we like to, again, we want to always establish the run, and we want to have our passing attack be a part of that. But yes, we're a run first. We've made no bones about that. We're a run first group. And again, there's nights we had a game when I was coaching the TL Hannah that, you know, they put everybody on the line of scrimmage and just said, you know, we're going to try to not let you run. And, you know, we had 250 yards passing in the first half, you know. So again, I think we can take advantage of what people do. You know, most of the time, we feel like we can run the ball.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, as we mentioned in the first segment, we play a half, and we've got a lightning delay that starts at the beginning of the second half. And so from the booth, you know, I saw you and their head coach, and of course Coach Coffey as well, kind of meeting there on the field. Talk us through that conversation, which of course led the decision to let's just call it a day and get Columbia back on the road to Atlanta.
You know, the rule, and I'm not sure everybody understands it, but when you have lightning within 10 miles, every time a strike hits, you have to start the clock over, and it's 30 more minutes. So, you know, it's 30 minutes from the last lightning strike before you can start back playing. So we had just come in at halftime. It was lightning when we came in, continued to during the half, and so it kept pushing at 30 minutes. They told us we were in a lightning delay, and I don't know, Coach Coffey came into the locker room there and, you know, said that that their coach was, you know, he didn't really want to wait around because they kept getting, you know, 30 more minutes, 30 more minutes. And so I went over and talked with him, and, you know, my concern was I wanted to make sure it was an official game. And we had to get the referees. They weren't exactly sure. They called the state office and made sure and said, yes, you know, if both parties agree and you've played a half, then it's an official game. Our options were, you know, waiting or playing it on Saturday. And their coach didn't want to do either one of those, of course, being from Atlanta. you know, he said, look, we've got an important game next week. You know, we don't want to wait and get back so late. And he said, we can't stay and play tomorrow. So he said, you know, I'm fine calling it a complete game. And, you know, what do you do? I mean, we could have tried to have waited, but I think the way it turned out, the bottom fell out, you know, shortly after. And, you know, it might have been midnight before we could have started back up. So from a health standpoint, safety standpoint, you know, getting kids warmed back up and all that, you know, for a game that's already 31-0, you know, I agreed to go along with that, and that's what happened.
I feel like also in that football game, we didn't talk about this in the first segment. I kind of want to come back to it a little bit. I feel like defensively, we played a fantastic game. You look at the numbers, and Columbia, you know, they did put up some yardage. I think they had over 100 yards of total offense. But just sitting there watching the flow of the game, you wouldn't have thought that they had that much yardage in the football game with how dominant the defense was.
Well, we had two busts that gave them probably 70 of those yards. We were playing man coverage, and you know, kid just had his eyes wrong, and we gave a pass up the seam there that we shouldn't have. And then we had another one where one of our rushers got out of his lane, and we let the quarterback run for about 20, 25 yards, I guess. So yeah, the defense definitely played better, but we still had some mental busts that we need to correct, because, you know, a good team in a critical situation can take advantage of that. And, you know, it luckily didn't hurt us the other night, but hopefully we'll handle it better this week.
You're listening to the Wildcat Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your defense had a couple of interceptions in that football game, and those interceptions came from the same player. Talk about how excited he was.
Well, it was Zach Andrew did a really good job. Played very well, you know, and again, not perfectly, but he was in the right place at the right time. Made two good interceptions, and you know, we had three turnovers in the half, and you know, our goal every week is to get two in a game. If we do that, we feel like we got a chance to win. Mm-hmm. Well, we had three and a half, so I was very pleased with that. And you know, good to see Zach do that. He's a good player. I think he was hurt most of last year, they said, off and on. And he really wound up having a good game for us, and he's turned into a very dependable player.
All right. Well, we'll step away, and we'll be right back to the Head Coaches Show with Jeff Heron for the Camden County Wildcats on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show. With Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. Coach, Friday night, obviously you go from Columbia at home. Now you're heading up the I-95 corridor up to Glenn County Stadium to take on the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. Talk a little bit about what you know about Glenn Academy.
Well, you know, I think we've had some history with them in the past, and you know, when I was here before, we played them a few times, and you know, really never had a close game with them back then. But you know, Coach Hidalgo came in there after I was gone, and he's done a tremendous job. And you know, whether it's Glenn or whether it's Brunswick, they've always had really good players. They've always had great athletes there in Brunswick. And, you know, Glenn does again. He's got some excellent athletes. And I think the thing that he's done so well is he does a really good job coaching them. I would have been very impressed with their offensive scheme and, you know, what they've done in the past and kind of what they've transitioned to this year. They know what they're doing on offense. They make you pay if you do something that's not sound on defense. And then you turn around defensively, you know, he is one of the best at defending the wing tee. He understands it. You know, and last week against Columbia, you know, we could get in formations that maybe they hadn't seen and they might give us something. Glenn doesn't do that. You know, he's going to be sound against everything that you line up in. So then it becomes a question of, you know, can you block and can you make them miss tackles? And, you know, we're going to have to earn everything we get on our own offense. And then at the same time, you got to hold up against a multitude of things they do on with their offense.
Yeah, Coach, speaking of their offense, I think that you're well aware of this. They've got a kid, really, in the first time that Hidalgo's been there, that can just flat out throw the football. And so I think there might be a philosophy change with Coach Rocky up there as far as what he wants to do offensively. Obviously, you've talked to your kids about being ready to defend the pass.
Well, we have. You know, Rocky's always been a kind of an option-based guy and very good at it. But, yes, his quarterback this year, he feels very good about how he can throw and run. And, you know, they got a basketball kid that came out at receiver, number 80, that's about 6'5". And, you know, number one's a great receiver. Number 24 is a smaller kid but can absolutely fly. And, you know, in the scrimmage and their games, I mean, all three of them have had long touchdown catches, multiple in some cases. And that concerns us because, you know, you go back to how good they've always run the ball, and now you've got that threat. They've got three guys on the outside that you can do everything right, and they can still go up and take it away from you, you know. So it's a concern, definitely. And, you know, I heard him speaking, and he was talking about the difference that they've gone away from their triple option based and became a Art Briles, what Baylor used to do kind of deal as far as counting people in the box, throwing it outside if you don't have enough numbers. And then it comes down to, you know, can our defensive backs tackle their guys in space? And, you know, one mistake there and you've given up a touchdown. So we've really got to play well this Friday to have a chance.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff Hare on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, last week they go over to the Ship in Darien and they walk away with a 14-14 tie. Granted, they had a chance to win the game right there at the end with a field goal and the hole gets botched. How concerned are you going into this football game knowing that they didn't play nearly as good as they are Friday night against MCA?
Well, you know, we would have been concerned no matter what the outcome of the game. But, you know, McIntosh is a whole lot better than I think people realize. We saw them in a padded camp this summer, and they're very, very physical. He's got one of his better teams. They'll make noise in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs. So I don't think there's anything, you know, really to be written into that. You know, Glenn's, you know, Coach Hidalgo says they're younger. They had to go on the road. It was a tough game. They had some opportunities to put the game away, didn't. And then, you know, McIntosh, to their credit, they found a way to get down the field and score with about a minute left to tie it up. And then in Glenn's defense, they went right back down the field and had a short field goal attempt to win it and, you know, wound up botching a snap there. So, you know, Glenn definitely, I you know, I watched the film and, you know, they could have certainly won that game and could have probably won it by two or three touchdowns. But, you know, it was a very tough, hard-hitting, physical game. And, you know, I understand he had some linebackers out and stuff like that, which hurt them trying to stop McIntosh. So, you know, I didn't look at that film and go, yeah, they just, you know, they tied McIntosh. Not at all. I looked at that film and went, man, they look great. So,
what's the biggest concern you have going into the game against Glenn Academy Friday night, Coach?
Well, you know, several. It's a road trip. We got to handle that. You know, they don't give you anything. You know, I'd rather play a extremely athletic team that's undisciplined than a team that's got some players that's very disciplined and well coached. And I think my biggest concern is that, you know, Rocky does such a good job, his staff does, making adjustments and just being sound that, you know, we've got to go earn it. you know, and we haven't had to do that yet. You know, we've got to go on the road, and we've got to find a way to earn a victory. And, you know, that's always a concern. It's but that's why we play the game, and certainly I think our kids have had a good week and, you know, are ready to go give that a try.
Coach, last question. Injury-wise, we get out of the Columbia game okay?
We did. We should be okay. I don't know of anything that will keep us from being at full strength right now.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats.